Now I want you to know something. The Bible never speaks of forgiving yourself. Why? Because forgiveness is not based on how God feels today.
Welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. I'm going to take you back into this message that I believe is life-changing. You know, the mind is a very difficult thing to deal with because that's where the battleground is. One of the things that people are dealing with today on a massive scale is the ability to forgive themselves, even after the Lord has done that for them. They've asked for it, and God has done that according to His Word. We're going to go back into this message that I know is going to change your life today. Call somebody and tell them to tune in right now, because this is a life-changing message to teach us all how to let it go.
Yeah. What was David doing? What was Job doing? The Bible says whenever they were in the situation they were, they would cover themselves with sackcloth. That was burlap. They put on burlap. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm about to help somebody. They would put on burlap and take ashes from the fire and throw it on their head as a sign of mourning. And here has David been fasting and praying in sackcloth and in ashes for 7 days and sorrowful and weeping and repenting before God. We are a people who must understand that it's Jesus who has cleansed us. Therefore, we must get up and wash. And when do I wash, Pastor? You wash for where you're going, not where you've been. So, I think most of you took this on this morning. Hear what I'm telling you. You said it's time to go to church. We need to take a bath. You don't wash for where you've been. You wash for where you're going. Get up. We're going to grandma's house today. Take a bath. Get up. It's time to eat. Get up. It's time to be able to go to church. Get up. It's time for us to go to work. And get up and get yourself a bath. Wash yourself. You're washing not because of where you've been. You're washing for where you're going. And I came to tell somebody better things are ahead if you'll get up and wash your mind out with the Word of God. Push your neighbor and tell him it's time to get a wash up in your mind. Yeah. So he rose up from the ground. Are you following this morning? I'm trying to help somebody. You said I need to forgive myself. It's not about forgiving yourself. It's about getting up from the earth. It's about washing yourself. And then the Bible said he anointed himself with oil. I said, you can't wait till you get to church to have all the prayer warriors come up and anoint you. More times than not, I have anointed my own self. I'll get my own Crisco oil out. I'll get my own bottle of oil and anoint myself. If you mess with me, I'll fall out myself, cover my own legs myself. Why, Pastor? Because you need an anointing before you get to this house. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Look at somebody and tell them you need to anoint yourself. Quit waiting on somebody else to anoint you. Psalm 133, how behold and how good and how pleasant it is that brethren dwell together in unity. It's like the oil that drips down upon the garment of Aaron's beard, even to his skirts, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. I wish I had somebody who knew what it meant to go ahead and get in your prayer closet and anoint your own self with holy oil. I find it very amazing today that the new trend and the new thing that's going on is the essential oils. It's taken us this long to find out that God anoints us with oil. Why? Because he wants his sheep not to have the same scar. He wants his sheep not to have bugs floating in your head. He don't want no snakes or spiders or anybody getting in your head. Anoint yourself until the only voice you hear is the voice of a loving Savior who cares. Whenever I get into alignment, the oil flows. Look at somebody and tell them, get in alignment. I got to get in alignment. Anointing from the head to the toe. Anointing from the head to the toe. I need all of me anointed. I said, I need all of me anointed. I said, I need all of me anointed. I don't just want my hands, just my head. I want all of me anointed. I want you to anoint me like you did in the beginning. I want you to cover me. I want you to let the oil pour. Listen, whenever King David was anointed, they poured gallons and gallons of oil on him. Why? Because they covered him from head to toe with the anointing. The anointing, ladies and gentlemen, has the power to repel the enemy. Can I tell you, whenever Mary walked in with her little alabaster box, everybody was indignant that she was in the room. But she said, I didn't come to see you, or you. I came to see him. And she stepped in and broke the bottle and anointed his head with oil. I came to tell you, there's an anointing that will destroy the yoke if you'll anoint yourself. Say yes, somebody. For all of you that are going to leave us on DTV, come on back sometime. I got some more preach. I know it's 12 o'clock. We love all of y'all. God bless you. We'll see you next week. I need to smell like his anointing. I need to anoint myself like Ruth anointed for Boaz. I need to anoint myself for the king like Esther anointed herself for the king. I need to anoint myself and grease myself in the oil until Satan can't grab me and hold on to me. Oh, I see out at the fair, they call it the greased pig, and nobody can get in because they can't hold on. I came to tell the devil, he anointed my head with oil, and the devil can't grab me and hold on to me. Anointing, yeah. In my house, we've got this essential oils. And whenever I get a little sore throat, I'll put what they call thieves on there. But the healing is not in the oil. It's in the one who made the oil. Come on, somebody. But one thing about it. I said one thing about it. Whenever I anoint or whenever I take that oil out, sometimes we'll put it in a diffuser and make the whole atmosphere of the room smell a whole lot. I don't think you heard what I said. Let me make it plain for you. Whenever I got here, before I got here this morning, I took out some very expensive oils, a very expensive cologne. Old Tom Ford came out just like he did every Sunday, and I squirted all over me, and I poured all over me, and put a little something up underneath my arms to kill the dead smell. And they told me just a few days ago, they told me, said, listen, when you get real good cologne, I'm not talking about that stuff that came out of TGY, I'm talking about some real good cologne. The more you sweat, the more you perspire, the stronger the cologne gets. Somebody come up to me, I think Chris did the other day. He said, listen, I'm smelling that stuff on you. What is it you're wearing? I want you to know, after a while, you don't even smell the oil yourself. It's other people that testify. There's something on you. Something on you that I'm smelling that is different than the other things that are going on. You don't smell like the world. You don't act like the world. There's an anointing on you. Tell your neighbor it's time to anoint with oil. I came to tell you the anointing oil, the anointing perfume is unique to you. I said it's unique to you. Nobody can give your praise like you give your praise. I said nobody can give your praise like you give your praise. When you break the bottle and pour out the anointing, it goes up as a sweet-smelling savior and changes the atmosphere where you are. Walk into your job. Walk into your business. Hey, walk into church and you got an anointing that'll change the atmosphere. Wonder what will happen when that happens. People will start getting up out of wheelchairs. Blinded eyes will be open. The lame will walk again. The deaf will hear again. The sons and the daughters will be born because of the anointing. Shout, let it go, somebody. Yeah. So I brought a little something with me. A little something. I don't know what it's called, but I know what the smell is. Huh? They call this, I didn't even know, but this fits the sermon. They call this passion. And this is the last bottle that my mother-in-law had before she went ahead and graduated to heaven. And so, if I spray it, it's so unique to her that I could spray it on anybody else in this room and it wouldn't smell like. But because this is Mama's bottle, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. That because this is Mama's bottle, this is because this is a type and a symbol of everything I've ever walked through and the brokenness of my life. But when I wear it like I should wear it, it becomes a sweet smelling scent. And I always know when I get around this stuff, I can smell Mama a half mile away. Can I tell you? Nobody can praise God like you praise God when you worship Him in the anointing. Passion. Passion, and that's one thing. That's one thing. That's one thing, but I also brought some of this right here. Coco Mademoiselle. And this came right off the shelf where the first lady applies the anointing oil before she comes to the house of God. When you got not somebody else. Listen, I bought her so many bottles of perfume, she's giving them away because some of them didn't work. Because I can't wear somebody else's armor and give God praise like I need to. I got to have the stuff that's my testimony. I got to have my anointing. I can't carry your anointing. I got to have my anointing. And when my anointing gets in the room, it'll change the atmosphere. I'll buy you another one, baby. Hey, it'll change the atmosphere if you'll give it to God. Look at somebody and tell them, David got up. David washed. David anointed himself. What else did David do after he was forgiven? The Bible said that David changed his apparel. Are y'all with me this morning? David changed. Man, I can smell you all over this room, sweet baby. About to cut this sermon short right now. Strong over here. Strong anointing over here. Strong anointing. Look at somebody telling me, change this apparel. Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? If you got somewhere else to go, if you got reservations, jump on and run up out of here. If I don't get this out of my spirit, I'll explode before I get back to the house. The Bible said he changed his apparel. Up to this point, ladies and gentlemen, for a year, he'd been there thinking about what was going on, thinking about what he did. And he got to the point where the prophet come and said, you're the man. Sackcloth and ashes he sat in, throwed ashes on his head, burlap rags all over him. He was just David when that was going on. But when he said, things are changing, and I'm going to change too. Your Bible said he changed his apparel. He had taken off his... Sorry, I'm distracted for a moment. He had taken off his king's garment and put on beggar's garments. But when he said the child is dead and it's time to move on and let it go, he went back to his closet and got his royal robes of authority, his royal apparel, and he put back on his assignment. I came to tell somebody in this room, the devil has told you you can't be used again, but God came here to tell me this morning, change your garment and get back in the fight. God has got something for you. Get up and put a change of apparel on. Get your assignment back in your eyes and in your faith. Wear it with pride. Yes, that was yesterday, but it ain't today.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.